Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The floating specks that often appear as our eyes age are not always on the surface of our eyes, but can sometimes be inside our eyes. To talk about this common eye symptom that's called floaters is Dr. Jeffrey Blice. He's a clinical associate professor of ophthalmology and a specialist in vitreoretinal diseases at the Storm Eye Institute at MUSC. Dr. Blice, what exactly are floaters?
So floaters are perceived objects or shapes that float through a person's visual field. And although there are many causes of floaters as people go through life, the most common one that we think of in people with aging eyes is associated with a change that's normal in the gel that fills the eye, where it becomes more liquid as opposed to being more solid earlier in life. And as that change occurs, the liquefied gel begins to cast shadows on the retina, and people perceive them as floating objects.
Will we all get floaters as we get into old age?
If people live long enough, it's likely that they will perceive some floaters. When they start is variable, but usually the floaters occur somewhere in the 50 to 60-year-old age range.
Do some people get floaters at a much earlier age?
People who are very nearsighted or have had an injury to the eye can get floaters at an earlier age as well.
And how are floaters diagnosed?
In order to diagnose floaters appropriately, an exam by someone who's familiar with ophthalmoscopy needs to be performed. Usually that's an optometrist or an ophthalmologist or even a retina specialist who can examine the back part of the eye and determine whether the floaters are a indicator of a problem or just a nuisance.
And are there some symptoms that are more concerning than others when it comes to floaters?
Absolutely. Certain symptoms like floaters associated with flashing lights or floaters that are very dark and large that you can't see through, or floaters that may be associated with a cut in the visual field, like a gray piece of cardboard or black piece of cardboard is coming down over your visual field, are very concerning for potentially retinal detachment and should be evaluated promptly.
Once someone gets floaters and it's diagnosed as floaters, do they go away? Do they get worse? What really happens?
So physically, the floaters never go away. And in about 90% of the cases when people get floaters, it doesn't really cause a problem or is a result of a problem. They're just a nuisance. The floaters, however, will eventually become less bothersome as people adapt to them.
Is there any treatment needed, or do we just adjust if it's truly simply floaters?
So treatment for the individual floater may not be needed, but what's really may be needed is treatment for the underlying cause of the floater. So, for example, if somebody has a tear in their retina, that needs prompt treatment to avoid a retinal detachment. Or if they've developed a retinal detachment and the floater is an indication of that, they need treatment for that retinal detachment.
But just your common everyday floaters don't need treatment?
So treatments are offered to patients, including surgery and laser, for floaters which are kind of run-of-the-mill. In general, I don't recommend people have surgery for a typical floater because there are risks associated with any surgery, and the risks may outweigh the benefits.
Dr. Blice, thanks for providing information about floaters.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.